Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
All right, a lot going on today. Pop and Len, thank you so much for joining us on a Friday, and we'll keep you up to date on anything as far as the MLB deadline is concerned, the Giants' involvement in it. But NBA draft last night, the Warriors have a couple of young players at 7-14, the Russell Westbrook trade. We have a ton to get to, and he was awesome last night on ESPN's NBA draft coverage. Bobby Marks, ESPN front office insider at BobbyMarks42, and you want to follow him because he's got the 30-team master off-season guide. It was just going over that with the Warriors. He's got the free agent salary projections. He's even retweeted a mock draft from 2022. He is all over it, and he joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. Hi, Bobby. Thanks for taking the time. We know you're busy. How are you?
That's okay, guys. How are you? I'm good. Thank you.
All right, let's start out of the draft, because yesterday the Lakers went from Buddy Hield to Russell Westbrook in a hurry, and I did see you talk about it this morning. So what did you think of that move?
I mean, I'm not all caught up in it like a lot of people are. I think there's a lot of work to do. I mean, if you're the Lakers, I mean, you've got five guys that make $130 million. Three of them are at $120 with James Davis and Westbrook here, and got a lot of holes to fill here. So I thought it was kind of a swing for the fence type move with the Lakers, just because they didn't really have many assets to go out and do things. And they basically used the three contracts with, you know, Harrell, KCP, and Kuzma in the pick to go get Westbrook. I think you could have probably used two of those to go get healed and then maybe go out and get another player. So I'm probably more, I guess, lukewarm on that. I don't think it pushes the needle from my, you know, viewpoint here. But that could change. We'll see what happens in free agency. If they can, they're just restricted now. You know, they can bring back Alex Caruso and Talen Horton-Tucker, but after that, really, it's just the veteran minimum exception and the $5.9 million tax mid-level.
Well, the amount of young talent that Rob Pelinka and the powers that be in L.A. have given up to get Anthony Davis a couple of years ago, I mean, and Brandon Ingram and Lonzo and Josh Hart and the picks and what they gave up yesterday with the headliner being Kyle Kuzma, wow. But the finances are the finances. Just on the floor, because you're not only a cap guy, you're a GM, you put teams together, you know how they play. Do you like the trio of Anthony Davis, LeBron James, and now Russell Westbrook, Bobby?
I don't, just because I feel like, you know, Westbrook needs the ball in his hands, and I think we've seen certainly the Lakers, when they're effective, you know, it's usually LeBron kind of playing point guard here, and we know Westbrook from you know, he's not a shooter. You know, there's certainly flaws there. I think he's, you know, I think Zach Lowe, we just did a podcast, I think, he got to the rim at 30% of his attempts, which was like a career low last year. So defensively, I think, you know, I think he's below average defensively. He's a competitor, and he busts his rear end here. But I don't like kind of the fit with the other two guys, but, you know, we'll see how it fits. I mean, it's an interesting kind of, you know, chemistry experiment. And as I said, like, they kind of made a swing for the fence type trade. And you're right. I mean, there's no players on this roster that have been drafted by the Lakers. You know, they've gone either to New Orleans or they're now, you know, property of the Wizards.
Bobby Marks, ESPN NBA front office insider, was great on the NBA draft last night. Russell Westbrook goes to the Lakers. That was the big NBA story yesterday. The Warriors draft. Kuminga's a young guy from the Ignite, and then, of course, they get Moses Moody. So let's start at number seven. What was your thought talking about fit with a fit and Kuminga with the Warriors?
I loved it. I really did. I mean, there was a lot of probably different ways that I guess Golden State could have gone. You know, we've talked about could they have moved back and then maybe get a little more bench help as far as if it made sense. I thought, you know, upside-wise, Kuminga probably has, you know, top four probably talent there. He is a big wing. He is raw, though. It's going to take a little bit of time, you know, for him from a developmental standpoint. But I think he showed a lot of good things in the Orlando bubble. I mean, teams walked out of the bubble and thought that maybe he should be the guy we're talking about in the top one or top two here. But it is still a little bit of a developmental standpoint. And as far as with Moses Moody, I'm going to get this right. I know my counterpart Kendrick Perkins butchered it last night. So
it is a hard one, Bobby. Go slow. Go slow. It is hard.
I think Moody, you'll probably see more, on the court, you know, in the beginning standpoint, early in the season. I think he's probably a little bit more established, a little bit raw offensively, but pretty high level defender here. I mean, that this class is known for from a defensive standpoint, and I just thought that both guys were top ten talent here, and they got two really good players. And we'll see what they can do in free agency. From we know what they've got as far as from a payroll standpoint here, but they went the right way. And it's when you're at that position, you're taking best available, and I think they did.
After what the Wizards did yesterday with the package coming the other way in the Westbrook deal, did Bob and Joe draft Kuminga and Moody for themselves, or is it possible one would go to Tommy Shepard? How do you think the Russell Westbrook trade, and really Kuzma coming back the other way, Harrell and KCP are nice pieces, but Kuzma could be a future star. How do you think that impacts Bradley Beal's situation, Bobby?
You know, that is a great question. And it's funny because when I'm going to go rewind the clock a little bit. Yeah, we drafted Derek Favors in 2010 at three. And the reason why we like Derek as a player, but it was between him and DeMarcus Cousins. We drafted Derek because we thought he had the most trade potential down the road. And I think when you're looking at it from Golden State's perspective, I think you're looking at it, yeah, you'd love to, you know, have these guys on your roster. You hope they develop. Hopefully they turn into all-stars. But what can maybe get you the most if a trade ever became available for a Bradley Beal? And I think Kuminga has – I think he has just such appeal because you kind of know what could happen if things turn out right. I mean, I think he could be, you know, an all-star level player down the road from, you know, but it's got to be from a developmental standpoint. And I think he probably has more appeal than, let's say, if you took Davion Mitchell at number seven. And Davion's going to have a nice NBA career, but teams envy those big wings that are a little bit of a project here. And I think from a value standpoint, he's probably got the most value.
Bobby Marks joining us. Of course, then you did trade Favors later because you got Deron Williams, and then Favors actually got traded by the Jazz last night again. In regards to – it's interesting you would bring that up. I don't know what it is in circles. Maybe it's just coincidence. But Bradley Beal, I think it was after the trade, basically said, no, I don't want to go anywhere. Now, maybe he was saying that the whole time. But in terms of Westbrook, it just seems like whether it be Durant or whether it be Harden or whether it be PG and maybe in this case Bradley Beal – the guys just don't want to play with him. So it seems to me that maybe Beal wants to stay more, whereas on the surface, you would think after Westbrook left, maybe he'd want to leave.
Yeah, and I always say that the offseason is always the honeymoon period for everyone, right? Because everyone thinks their roster looks good until you get to training camp and you get to the first game and you're 0-5 and you're looking like, whoa, man, like, I don't know about Harrell or KCP or Kyle Kuzma here. So I think it'll be interesting what Tommy Shepard, their GM, can do with some of these pieces here. There's a little bit of an overload at power forward and center here, and Beal's extension will start on October 1st. So we'll see where this goes. I don't think there's a rush to do anything right now, but eventually there's going to be a decision that's going to have to be made here from Beal's perspective as far as if he is going to be committing here. Committing long-term, a little bit different than Lillard because Damian's under contract for the next 4 years.
Hey, Bobby, you were with the Nets a long time, but I think, if I am trying to jog my memory here, when you left to segue into media is when Kenny Atkinson came in.
Yeah.
But you know him, obviously,
he's
a big guy, you know, and he was there with Kuminga with the workout, and now that you drafted him, if you don't flip him, you know, to Beal deal or somewhere else, you have to develop his skills, and that's a big part of what the NBA is about, especially when you take these young guys that are really raw. What is Kenny Atkinson going to do for Steve Kerr and Joe Lacob and Bob Myers and the whole staff, do you think?
Probably the best player development coach in the NBA. And he's also head coach material. I think you saw what he did in Brooklyn. Certainly taking a Nets team that, you know, lost to Philadelphia in five games that one year. And, you know, he took guys that I call them second chance players. And it's a little bit different when you have, you know, draft prospects. But what he did with Spencer Dinwiddie and what he did with Joe Harris and Caris LeVert and Jared Allen and that group there, Kenny is high level. I mean, he has a great personality, a great teacher, and they basically have certainly with Mike too there, with Mike Brown, I mean, you basically have three head coaches on staff, and I think I thought that was a terrific hire by them.
Bobby, thanks for taking the time. Again, we know you're busy, but it was great watching you last night. You did a tremendous job, and hopefully we'll talk to you again real soon.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.